today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been enticed by what the crowd is doing? When you did what the crowd was doing versus what God has mandated, how did that work out for you? We have been indoctrinated to believe if the crowd is doing it, it must be the right thing to do. We have been shown the wrong way so much via television, social media, and other forms of advertisement that if you didn't know better, you would think wrong was right. We are being tossed to and fro like the waves of a sea with every wind of doctrine. How much do you want to do the right thing? Do you really want to do the right thing when the crowd is watching? If the people you hang out with got upset with you because you did not follow their lead, how would you respond? Would the pressure of losing their support influence you to do wrong? Each day in life, especially in the workplace, people allow the crowd, the clique, or the crew to influence them to do the opposite of what God has mandated. Why is this? Well, people want to be accepted. People don't like to be on the island of right by themselves. But if the Lord is leading you and the crowd turns and leaves you, the Lord will bring the right people to your island. You are not alone. God has others to support you, to fight with you. Do you remember 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 18, when God told Elijah to go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord? And the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. Do you remember that after the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake? Do you remember that after the earthquake was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice? Do you remember when Elijah heard the voice that God asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah felt like you, alone, but God shared these words with Elijah. "Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all who have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." Just like Elijah, you are not alone. When you choose to do right and not follow the crowd, when you choose the Lord's side this week, know that He has reserves waiting to be dispatched to serve His purpose. Don't follow the crowd this week. Stand and listen for the still small voice. Don't leave your position of choosing right. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.